Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio lesson, I'll talk about Oxford Movement. Now, the Oxford Movement started in 1833 and it started by a sermon that was given by John Keble. John Keble was a clergyman and a poet, and the subject on which he delivered the sermon was national apostasy. Now, apostasy basically means when we renounce one religion, or let's say I renounced my religion, so that will be considered apostasy. So it started with this sermon, and it was centered around the University of Oxford. That's why the name is called Oxford Movement. And the basic aim was to, you know, renew the Catholic or the Roman Catholic thought and practice within the Church of England, in opposition to the Protestant tendencies of the Church. So they were not against the Church of England, but what they wanted was the practices should be somewhat like the Roman Catholics' practice. So they wanted to re-emphasize the sacramental and the divine mission of the Church of England. Now, who were the leaders of the movement? First and most important, John Henry Newman. He was a clergyman and later also a convert to Roman Catholicism. Then John Keble, as I pointed out, John Keble was a clergyman and a poet. Then Edward Pusey. He was a clergyman and a professor at Oxford University, and Richard Hurrell Froude. And this Froude is not the same as Sigmund Freud. Okay, this Froude is spelled differently. The spelling is F-R-O-U-D-E. Okay, F-R-O-U-D-E. And all of these were leaders of this movement. And this movement, the Oxford movement, was also called the Tractarian movement. And why was this so? Because, you know, the ideas of the movement were published in a tract or a journal called the 90 Tracts for the Times. Okay, tracts basically are, you know, ideas. And that's why this movement is also called the Tractarian movement. And 24 of these 90 tracts were written by Newman, means John Henry Newman. And because John Henry Newman was leaning towards Roman Catholicism, you know, he was attacked by, you know, Charles Kingsley for, you know, his moral teachings. I mean, the moral teachings of Newman. And Kingsley challenged him to justify the honesty of his life as an Anglican, means Anglican Church of England, because he was leaning towards Roman Catholicism. And in response, Henry Newman replied, you know, in a work called Apologia Pro Vita Sua. Okay, this is the work, and, you know, it basically translates to a defense of his life. And in this, Newman defends himself and his religious opinions. So when you read about the Oxford movement, do make sure that you know that it is also called the Tractarian movement. Second, John Henry Newman is considered to be one of the greatest or the greatest leaders of this movement, and his work Apologia Pro Vita Sua.